And thank you for joining me for the final chapter, the one you've all been waiting for, the one that chapter 1 through 7 builds upon. So now you can create and be motivated. And we're going to talk about motivation of your unlimited belief system. So thank you for joining me. Thank you for sticking in here with the journey. I hope your life has already begun to change, as I know it will, if you're doing what the chapter suggests, doing it in your own way, creating your own way of believing, letting go of all belief patterns, one at a time, 10 at a time, whatever's created for you. Don't even count them, just do that, right? Sometimes numbers can make it heavy. So just stay into the motion. And then motion is in motivation. And so everything we suggested brought you to this point. But how many days did you not do it? How many days do you look back and go, oh, I forgot to do my exercises. I forgot. Or I did this instead. So this is where we're going to put motivation, to be motivated to want to do the exercises, the practice to create your life. Because if you're not doing it, your unconscious mind's doing it from previous programming, or others are making your choices. So for you to stay motivated, look back at one day that you didn't sit down and create, because what took place instead? Oh, you had to go to work. Oh, you had to get something for your children. So you stepped outside your boundaries and did for others before doing for you, right? You let them take more precedence than yourself. And so you gave a part of yourself away that wasn't ready to be given. Take time each day for you. This is important because it keeps you motivated, it keeps you on track, and you will start seeing your goal results faster, faster. Okay? Energy is always in motion. So if you read this chapter, we're going to kind of review it, go over it, but we're going to pull in some great techniques for motivation. Many people start things and then it fades away, because that motivation behind really wanting that, really desiring it, the energies get scattered. They go in 20 different directions. So you have to motivationally stay on track, whatever that is for you. And how do you do that? Well, one is knowing that energy is always in belief, is always in movement. How many times do you hear people say they're stuck or they're stopped? And it's not true. You are never stuck, because energy is always in motion. So if you're going backwards in your life, it's because you're going into your old belief patterns. If you're moving forward and creating new every day, it's because you're motivated into new belief systems, new belief patterns, new way of creating. There's never stuck. If you feel like you're stuck or indecisive, your unconscious mind will make the best decision it knows from past experience for you. Or you'll step outside yourself and ask advice of others on how to do or what to be. So this is really honing in on your power. Because if your unconscious mind makes it from a past knowing. If someone else makes it, they make it from their own knowing. So how is that yours? And how can you expect to get different results if you're going on past? Release the past. Release it to say, I already created it, it's already gone, and now I'm going to create new. And we're going to keep on that motivation to say, you give your power away when you stop creating you. When you stop being you in the moment, you've given your power away. Oh, I don't want to say that because, or, oh, they'll get mad if I point this out, or whatever. Why do you need to point it out for them? Are they asking you to? Or is that self-righteous part of you going, oh, they shouldn't do that, and judging them? Right? Life's not about them. Life's about you. You came here to create. Yes, inadvertently, you're going to give back to all of them, whatever them are, whoever them are. But you knowing you best helps you best give back to them. And being motivated to know you, to know your beliefs, to know what you truly believe in, helps you to stand your ground of what you're trusting and believing in. And it doesn't mean they're so concrete that you can't change them or shift them. But it's knowing in that moment what you stand for, what you are, how you know. Because how you know you is how others know you. So if you don't know much about you, either does others. They're probably confused or don't care to know because it's too much, right? So think about that when you start thinking about taking that motivational time to spend with you, to know you, making conscious choices, making conscious decisions. Motivation is the motor that moves the direction you desire to go. Problem is, some people have some motivation with no direction. They're just spinning their wheels, going nowhere. They're so motivated, but they don't know what they're motivated for. So remember the picture in the last chapter you brought up, that new desire, or maybe you've created more since then. Great for you. Bring that imagination up again. Bring that picture up again, that screen. Put all the details in it, whatever you're creating in this moment. Maybe it's a collage of many things. Put it all up there. See it. Feel it. Feel it like you already have it and you're so excited. Do you see your body even changes now because the excitement is coming from your toes up to your head? And then I just want you to say, I am now motivated even more than ever before to create this in my life now. And as motivated as I'm giving that energy to, maybe your energy picture just blew up even higher. Maybe it got more details in color. What changed when you actually put energy towards that picture to say, I am motivated. I am now the motivation of this desire. I am now the motivation of this desire. Because if you don't know where you're going, you're going to end up where you've already been. You'll just circle around from past events. Because that's where your unconscious mind knows. It doesn't know. It only knows what you've already taught it. So taking your motivation gets you out of your comfort zone and gets you out into the desire you want to be. And motivation is not heavy work. People think, oh, if I get so motivated, it's going to take a lot of work. Motivation makes the work easier because you're motivated to do it. You're already in the mindset that it's easy. Motivation is easy. Easy motivation. Motivation is easy. Change your definition of motivation. What's motivation mean to you? It means, simply means you give energy to it, your movement to it. It's not all the words that you hear out there in the world. It's what it means to you. And keep your definitions childlike. Because the simpler they are, the simpler your mind can do them. Simplicity brings simplicity. And clarity, right? So it simply just becomes that motivation. People who love to sing and motivated to sing, they just sing because they love it. And the motivation is just attached to the love of it, to the knowing of it, to the feeling of it. So we're going to attach your motivation to your picture. So feel that picture, step into it again if you need, or the new picture. Feel yourself being in that moment. So here's your picture. What are you doing? What do you see yourself motivationally doing? Where are you movement? Where's the movement? Are you answering the phone? Are you scheduling clients? Are you creating more money? Are you creating a new job for yourself? Are you going back to school? What in that action? What action are you taking in that picture? Do you see that? The picture's already telling you what you're going to do. And you can already do it because you see yourself in the picture doing it. This is the unlimitedness in you. This is the best part of creating because you don't have to make a to-do list. You just have to pay attention. You have to pay attention to what you're doing in the screen. What are you doing in that screen? And when you meet that screen, start doing what's in that picture now. So if you're answering the phone or you're making phone calls or you're healing or you're desiring, what are you doing? What's the action? It's not a still picture. You're moving in it. You're in the picture. So if you're creating $1 million, how do you see yourself creating that in the picture? Pay attention. Don't control it. Just see what you're doing. See what you're doing. Maybe you're traveling. Maybe you're making great deals. Maybe you're a real estate agent. You now sell double the houses and double them even more. What are you doing in that picture? Be in awareness of it. And your mind already knows you can do it because it just seen it. What your mind sees it can do. You can simply match and mirror what you're seeing in that picture as simply as you breathe because you already see yourself doing it. You're already doing it now. And the fact is, and we know this to be true, is what? Your mind doesn't know the difference between fiction and reality. That's why you can look on the ground and see a stick and think it's a snake and jump 10 feet and then go realize it's a stick. Or you can think someone's lurking behind the door and be scared to death and then look behind the door and there's no one there. But in that moment, your mind didn't know. It trusted it to be true that someone was behind the door. And then when you looked, there wasn't anyone there. So as you're stepping into that picture, and we just stepped into it last time to feel it, to know it, to experience it. Now we're going to put in our arms and our legs and our motion, our movement, our motivation and movement to do this. So if you got an exercise routine and you can't get motivated, put it up there on that screen and see yourself already exercising. What are you doing? Sit-ups, push-ups, naturally. And is there a smile on your face? There better be a smile on your face. Otherwise, why would you want to create something that didn't make you smile? Smile in the picture. Smile when you're working out. Smile when you're working. It lightens. It lightens your day. It changes and shifts things out of negativity just by smiling, just by pulling the muscles in your face upward. Because then it brings the blood upward. Right? Into your mind so you have clarity. We're going to remove the labels. So if you were just a receptionist, but now you want to be a business owner, lose the title of receptionist. And what if you were a business owner? What would you do? Who would you be? Start creating it. Even if you create a part-time while you're working your full-time, create it. Create it to be you. What new label would you give yourself? And what more would you be? I'm more than that. Releases the labels. And we're going to talk about that because many of us label in actions or in emotions. And we're going to show, I'm going to show you, if you read the chapter, you've already gone through it. But we're going to work through it a little bit deeper. So after each label, feel, hear, see, and taste the difference if you were more than just that label. Because if you were more than just that label or something different, you're already out of your comfort zone because it's not what you truly are right in this moment, right? So move that. Give your definitions new meanings. So the one in the book is talks about the parent, right? I'm just a parent. So what's that mean to you? Parent. It means you have to care for a child. It means you have to make sure they're safe. Take care of them. These are all the meanings you're giving to parenthood, right? But go deeper and ask, how am I more than a parent? And compassion and love and caring. Notice the difference. One is dutiful and one is emotional. Right? Then ask, what else am I besides the parent? What else are you besides your duty and emotion? Oh. You just, I am. And say your name. I am my body and soul, all as one. Each part of you, you place here as another facet to your life. Think about the diamond. Look at the diamond on the front of the book. Each angle you move, it changes and looks at it. See how the degree moves, shows a new color, a light, or brightness. That's you. That's your mind. Imagine your mind as a diamond, and every facet shines. With the brightest light, the brightest color, with ease. It removes the darkness, the negativity, the negative mindset, because it's shining brightly with a smile on your face. This is your $1 million, $1 trillion diamond right here in your mind, or even more than that. And this diamond says, I am all that I am, releasing the emotional and dutiful attachments and coming into just I am. Because now you get to decide what the duties and the emotions are. It gives you that blank slate, that clarity mindset to say, I want to be a parent of this. and my parenting roles mean this to me. Because you want them to, not because they have to. Have is a heavy word. You desire to be this parent, whatever it is, right? I am the diamond. It's clarity, it's richness, it's beauty, it's peace, it's brightness. When you describe a diamond, you don't describe it as being cared for or safe or taken care of or, right? You just see it as the beauty as it is. There's no action words there. It just is. The purpose here is to release the duties of the action of your life that define you now so you can come and create. Actions are important. However, defining yourself as your actions will change to judgment. Because you'll judge, is that good or bad to be a parent? Is it good or bad to do this? Is it good or bad to care for them? And maybe you're caring for them too much and that's bad, or maybe you didn't care enough and that's not good. Do you see that? Stay out of that. That's the trap of the mind. That's the trap of the conscious mind to keep you comfortable and safe and rejected. Because it fears love. Use your ego. Get it on board with you to say, create with me now my new truths of I am. With clarity, with brilliance, with riches and beauty and peace. There's still no action words in there. Pay attention. Judgment says I place a negative value on my action, which now defines you. And then you wrap all the negative emotions around that definition and concrete it in, and then don't feel good about yourself. So we're unwinding the negativity, allowing the brightness, the clarity to shine again. Okay? Right. Look in the chapter, it defines a basketball player negatively, right? They got in trouble a lot. That's not who he is, just what he did. Don't be defined by your actions. Motivation to be you creates new you, more you, the I am of you. The I am of you is me. The I am of you is me. I am the me of you, and you are the I am me. Do you see that? That's the reality. So everyone in your reality is still a part of you. It's all connected. And they're there because you created them to be there to teach you, to guide you, to show you what you want and what you don't want. And when you're ready to move on, you will. If you're ready to stay, you will. There's no right or wrong. It's what are you desiring? So in your life right now, if there's people you don't desire to have in there, but give an energy to them. And give energy to what you do want. What do you want? The true abilities are not found in judgment. Okay? You have to release the judgment so you can be you. And the more the definitions or actions of who you believe you are, that's the beauty. So if you used to do things in the past that you're not proud of, that maybe you were a thief or a drug addict or whatever that is, are you still using those definitions to define part of you? Because if you are, you'll go back there and be that again. If not, release and say, I've already was that. Now what do I want to be? Put in a new me. Put in a new definition, a new way of you. Let go of the past. Most of us don't want to let go because we think we're not going to have more. This is all we're worth. That's that scarcity mindset we worked so hard to change. It's going to come up because it's ingrained. But be in awareness of it to say, I love you, scarcity, but now I'm going to show you abundance. Just as you're showing a child something new, allow that scarcity part of you to go, wow. I never imagined I could actually have this abundance. I love this more than I love the scarcity. I love this more than I love the scarcity. And you will start giving energy to what you love. Yes. And just love it because it is. It puts you in the state of I am. And I am brings you to the infinite in you, the unlimitedness in you, that motivating factor of who you want to be. Some of you wake up and don't even recognize your name in the morning. You're just so busy getting to that next thing and doing the next thing. You're not here to do. You're here to be you. So if you've got your schedule so crammed that you don't have time for you, go back and look at what all that is to defining you. Why do you need to do all those things? Why do you need to be all those things? What's it giving you? It's giving you stress, worry, and restlessness. It's probably not for you. You've overexerted yourself outside of you. This chapter takes you to a new level. Remember, your mind will skip over what it doesn't understand. So that's why you need to understand your vision. Not understanding in a way of having to define every detail. But do you watch a movie and not understand it? Your mind will forget it, right? But if you understand what the characters are doing, if you understand your actions in there, in your picture, in your motion picture, your desired motion imagination picture, right? The image of you is in your imagination, so make sure you put you in that picture and tell your mind, what do you need to know about this picture that you may not understand, that I can help you understand? And see the abundance. If you don't know what abundance means, your mind won't give it to you. What's it mean to you? What's the collar mean to you? Okay. Your mind only knows the definitions it already knows. It's for you to create. Do you notice in the world how we create new words? People come up with all kinds of new words that now mean something totally different. Cool means what? In 20 different ways, right? Happiness means what? In a million different ways. Do you see that? So you get to decide what your definitions mean to you, because it's going to be in your reality that you live it. And if it makes you happy, you at peace, and you to create, and you to be you, then that's what it's for. It's not to say, well, what are other people going to think if I believe this? It's not for them. Maybe their mind is not even open to it. Maybe they've been taught another way. It's okay. Their way is okay too. It's not for you to change them. It's for you to change you in your reality and what you're desiring. Okay. Staying in the present moment, in the now, keeps you in the present of you getting to create you. If you're way out in the past, way back in the past, or way out in the future, you're taking away from your life, because the past can't be changed and the future's not promised. So who are you being now? What do you want to do now, in this moment of now? Put gratitude in your now. And awareness in the present. If you're washing your dishes, be grateful that you have water and soap and dishes and cloth to wash. See what we take for granted. Take a moment to say thank you to your home. And thank it by keeping it clean or doing this or decorating it or whatever that is for you. That's gratitude. It shows love. If you're landscaping, it shows your Mother Earth love. You're giving back by planting flowers, by digging up the soil, whatever you're doing. Do it with gratitude and love of your heart to create something even beautiful. Because this reality of you is that blank canvas that you get to create. And yeah, other people have already tried to put the creation of you up there, but now you get to go in and change it. You get to take control of the brush and create the new you. The new song in your heart, the new artwork, the new desire for you. Use your imagination in this moment of what you want to be. In any moment, you can decide to be happy, mad, sad, grumpy, judgmental. Just be it, whatever it is for you. And then if you're not happy, ask, why did I choose to be that? Oh, it kept me from this. Oh. Most of the time, negative emotions keep you from fear of connection of something greater than yourself. Right? So if you have a fear of connecting with another, why? What's the fear in that? It's going to take others to be on your artwork. Of course. That's why we're here, to create together. And their energies, when they're in alignment, work faster, right? When you have a team of people working on something, things get done faster if they all know what they're doing. But if you just say, go do what you want, and they all come back with scattered ideas. So if you're going to pull people on board on your vision board, make sure you allow them to know what they're doing. Right? Give direction. If you truly don't care, then don't care when they do it. I don't care how you wash the dishes, get them done, and then you walk in and go, why are you washing them that way? So you just tripped up over your own mind to say, I don't care, but I care. Don't do that to yourself. Allow people to be them. But if they're going to be on your vision board, if they're going to be in your reality, it's not for you to control them. It's for you to use love and direction for them, right? Perception is projection. So what you're perceiving, you're projecting. So when you perceive that image on your movie screen, on your universal imagination movie screen right there, you're projecting that to the world. You're projecting that to your universal God source, whatever you want to call it. The energy's out here. There you go. And in there. So the perception came from in you. You're projecting it out there on your board so you can see it with your physical eyes. And then you're bringing it back in for it to manifest into your reality. And how you're perceiving you in the moment is how others are perceiving you in the moment. And don't get caught up in judgment. Just know who you are. So in that moment, it doesn't matter if they judge you or not, because you love what you're projecting. You love who you are, and you're projecting it in truth, in alignment with you. This takes away the nervousness and the fear of being you. Because you're truly in alignment with that unlimited you. Tapping into that unlimited energy in you. Okay. Now we talked about creating definitions of your actions so your conscious mind can understand it. What purpose is it? Okay, does it make you happy? And are you projecting that happiness to the world? Or is it, oh, when this gets here, then I'll be happy. You're telling yourself you can't even be happy until it's created, but guess what? It's never going to be created because you took it outside your future self. You took it outside your realm of saying it's already here now. You only have this moment of now. Can you be 2 seconds ahead of you? No. Really keep this simple. And the simpler you keep it, the more infinite it becomes, because your mind can grasp simple. Easily and effortlessly. Keep growing into each moment to be more than a definition before you. Just be. All your actions, all your desires are going to align into you, consciously or unconsciously. Create the conscious awareness of I am. When you just say I am and you feel, taste, smell, see it, know it. Right. I am infinite abundance me. You just opened your sixth sense to allow your intuition
into inner greater knowing than ever before. You had to let go of who you were to become who you are in this moment. And that's the process. That's the journey. You had to let go of outside definitions and create from the inside the you you want to be. How much more do you accept yourself today than you did 5 days ago, a year ago, 3 years ago? How much has your reality changed for you? Because you did that change, consciously or unconsciously. Or you allowed other people to do that change, but it was still conscious. You're here to create you, and the purpose here is to use your gifts within you to create the unlimited belief system of your gifts of giving, receiving, desiring, creating. This is your playground. This is your playground of life. Play it to the fullest. Be it to the fullest. Because this is you. Go create you now. Use this book as a walking journal of your life. Maybe you set a parameter that every 3 months you're going to go back through the book. Or every 6 months or once a year. Whatever's right for you works for you. But the more and more you go through this book, the deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper to core. Your true self, your core energy, you will create. You will be naturally. Because you know what you know, you trust you to be you, and then you have the belief of a limited belief system that you can be and have all the abundance just because you are you. It's not out of greed, it's not out of scarcity, it's because you desire it, you create it, you are it. The I am of you, me. This journey is a miracle. And you're creating your reality of miracles for you. So whatever that is for you is right for you. Enjoy the journey. Enjoy creating. And align within you your beliefs and values for a healthy body, a healthy mind, to tap into your infinite spirit source of energy of soul. Because when that connects as one, you have all the power. You have all your power back. You have you back to create you. To create the infinite you, the diamond of you. Why do you want the world to know you as? Leave your legacy and the diamond of you, the greatness of you. It doesn't take a rough life to have an awesome future. It takes trusting and creating that awesomeness in you for your awesome reality. Of whatever you desire to be, and letting go of other people's negative judgments, their disbeliefs or unbeliefs, and saying, but I believe. I am the belief. I hold the beliefs I am that create the reality of me. Do you see how this goes in your mind? Do you see the patterns? That's why the meditations and the creativity is so important to work on. To be, because they create your reality. So if you want another home or another desire, you don't ask someone else. You go within and say, how would I create this? Or how would me and my husband create this together? How would we do this? How would my team create this for our work, for our office? What's the vision? What are you hearing? What are you seeing? What are you smelling? What are you tasting? When you put all that motivation, that energy of matter turns into motivation. Because you know you're getting ready to get on the plane. Right? You bought your ticket. You're here. Now go fly the world. Go create it in your way to make it yours. You will naturally help others create their world. You will naturally give back because it's just who you are. Because you're receiving so much in abundance that your mind knows it's okay to give. And it's okay to be, and it's okay. Everything's just okay. Wow. Sit with that for a moment. What if everything in your reality right now is just okay? That is love. That is telling self, mind, body, that it is okay what I created. Everything's okay. It's neutral. It's okay. And now I desire to do this, whatever this is. Not focusing on what you're changing, but what you're now desiring. And change will just happen and shift. Come out of the rough and be the diamond. Shine on. Be the abundance in you. Use the techniques throughout these chapters, send out these audios. Create your own techniques. That's the joy of it. If you really love to create, how would you believe? How would you know? Because it truly is for you and your mindset. You and your reality creates you. And allowing other people to go is okay. And allowing new people to come in is simply okay. It just is. Stop beating yourself up with judgment and should-haves and could-haves and say, now I create me. Now I take my power back from all of you and align it back into me with my universal heart, my universal God source, and the core of my universal mind. And see. Experience the journey that you've now created, that you now have, that you now wish to be, want to be, and see it come simply because you created it. Not because you worked 5 hours, not because you did. Stay out of doing. Begin into being you. And you will tap in to your unlimited belief system. The more flexibility of your mind, the more you can create your desires. Because you let go of the parameters of having to be this way or having to do it that way. And you just simply be as you're doing. Thank you for your time. Thank you for taking this journey with me. I truly appreciate it. I hope and I send energy and love that you now know how to create the you of you. That reality of you that you desire. Go back through the chapters. Read them. Experience them. Look at it a different way. How else can I do? What else do I want to do? What else do I want to be? Thank you for allowing me for this time to join you on your journey. And until we meet again, stay in peace, my friends.